Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The end of an era as the Broncos release Justin Simmons this morning. And Henry, everyone, you know, a lot of the times people say, he's a great player, but an even better person. Justin Simmons is legitimately a Hall of Fame player and truly an even better person. This one sucks. It's sad. It hurts because of how much Justin Simmons meant to the Colorado community, the Denver Broncos. Over these past 8 years, Justin Simmons, the Broncos had nothing to cheer for, and except for Justin Simmons. He was the piece, the only player left from that 2016 team. He's the only player that's left from a winning team for the Broncos. He never got to taste the playoffs. And the Broncos say goodbye to him today as they don't trade him. They just flat out release him. It's a sad day in Broncos country.
Yeah, it's a sad day. But at the same time, you know, I think people have been asking for a rebuild for a long time. And it's a lot easier to ask for a rebuild than it is to realize what it's actually going to be like. But yeah, I mean, this is just how it goes as you move on from your better players. I mean, Justin's been a captain for forever. He's been the Broncos' best player, maybe half the seasons he's been in Denver. But this is how you turn a page because he's 30 now. And by the time the Broncos have things figured out, he's going to be, I think, like 32, 33 in 2026. So it's definitely a tough decision, but the Broncos, they needed to clear $20 million in cap space by Wednesday. And you can't trade people to do that. And so you have to take your pick. Who are you going to cut? Who are you going to hold on to and try to trade? Are you just going to try to push money down the road? And the Broncos decided $14.5 million for Justin was something that they had to do.
And we're going to continue to break this down, all the ramifications, at our normal showtime at 11 a.m. today. So make sure to stay tuned to YouTube on podcasts as well. But the interesting thing that you bring up is a rebuild. That's not what Sean has said. That's not what they said 2 days ago when they released Russell Wilson. So we'll get into that conversation of, okay, are they finally rebuilding? Or do they think that this move is just a smaller move? But the big question with this that a lot of fans want to know, Henry, is they're releasing Justin Simmons? Wasn't Justin Simmons like one of the most valuable players that the Broncos had, especially not on a rookie contract? Why in the world couldn't they trade him? And there's a couple of reasons to this. You look what's happened since the Broncos released Russell Wilson. So in just the past 2 days, so many big time safeties have hit the market. You see the Bills release so many good players that are still good players yesterday, including a couple of safeties. The safety market is flooded. So teams across the NFL didn't say Justin Simmons isn't good. They said wait, the Broncos might have to just release Justin Simmons. We're not going to give up a second round pick, a third round pick, and then take on Justin Simmons' final year of his deal. We're just going to wait until the Broncos release him because there's so many other safeties there. So with how many safeties were available on the open market, that really hurt the Broncos' ability to trade him.
Yeah. Well, and what they might have been saying is we can give you a fifth round pick or a sixth round pick for him. And the Broncos said, you know, we need $20 million by Wednesday. And so if you can get a fifth for Justin, but you can get a, say, a fourth for Cortland Sutton and a third for Jerry Jeudy, and you know you have to move on from those three guys, but you've got to make however many moves you've got to make to get under the cap by Wednesday, I mean, then you just do the math and decide that releasing Justin is the way to go. And it might not have been that. You know, maybe there is something to, like, letting him pick where he wants to go. All of that stuff seems unlikely in the NFL, but yeah, I mean, it sucks to lose a really good player, and the Broncos are going to be a much worse football team because of it. But there's when you're sitting in the situation the Broncos are sitting in, you have to do things that are going to make you worse. Like, there's no way around it this season.
Yeah, and it's going to save the Broncos $14.5 million against the cap. And now they have a big question mark at safety, which we'll get into later in the show. Another thing that I found out over the past couple of weeks is Sean Payton does not value the safety position in the way that Justin Simmons' contract had. Justin was meant to, was a $18 million cap hit this year if he stayed on the roster. By releasing him, the Broncos save $14.5 million. And on top of that, they only have just over $3 million in dead cap. And we know, as you said, Henry, the Broncos have to get under the cap by next Wednesday. And this was a thing that just aligned with Sean Payton's values on how to build a football team. He does not value the safety position in terms of paying a guy $18 million. And the Broncos had to make a decision, whether it was on Justin, whether it was on Garrett Bowles, whether it was on Cortland Sutton and or Jerry Jeudy. And there's still going to be moves that are made, which we'll get into later today. But Justin is by far, in my opinion, the biggest move that the Broncos could have made, whether it was a trade or release. A release just hurts even more because, again, you look around and you say the best player on the Broncos outside of Pat Surtain, who's on a rookie deal and who was really off the table, was Justin Simmons. And the Broncos got nothing in return for him.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it stinks for sure. But that's
and also, Henry, one more thing. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but just the kicker to all of this, the Broncos won't get a compensatory pick back for Justin Simmons because you only get compensatory picks on players whose contracts expire. If you release a player or cut a player, that does not factor into the compensatory pick. Is it? Am I correct on that?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't release somebody and then get a compensatory pick.
That is brutal. So literally nothing in return for Justin Simmons, who's a four-time second-team All-Pro, two-time Pro Bowler, three-time team nominee for Walter Payton Man of the Year. He's incredible in the community. This day just sucks. But we knew moves like this were going to come after releasing Russell Wilson and having $85 million in dead cap. But this one is the worst of them. It's because it's not only Justin Simmons, but it's you got nothing in return. Henry, you don't seem as down on the move.
I mean, we knew they were going to have to do something. You know, we didn't know necessarily if it'd be Justin or if they'd find other ways. You know, I dropped my mock off season and I thought they'd be able to trade him, but you know, I had Justin gone and Bowles gone and Sutton gone and Jeudy gone. Like, it's not going to be fun, but this is just kind of the stage the team is in when you've got that whole kind of era of players, those guys from 2016, 2017, who the Broncos are just not in a situation where they're ready to win a bunch of football games. And so are you going to hold on to them and let them finish their careers out here in Denver while you continue to lose football games? Or are you going to let them go so that they can go play for a good team while you're a bad team and hopefully get something in the return. But, you know, $14.5 million in cap space is a big return. Like that's a lot of money. And, you know, it's obviously not exciting or fun or anything because you're not going and spending that money, but you are going to have to either make really tough decisions over the course of this next week, or you're going to have to push a bunch of salary cap from this season to the future. You know, you could have gone and given Justin Simmons an extension and then taken his cap hit down to $5 million this year, but then you have to pay that entire extension afterward, plus you have to pay the other $10 million that you just knocked out. So to me, the options were you either just tear this thing down or you push all of your bills to the future, and one of those things makes way more sense than the other. So, you know,
and I don't disagree with anything you're saying, Henry, but that is not what the Broncos are saying, which is just so interesting. Maybe we have to believe in their actions and not their words, but Sean Payton's words got him in a lot of trouble last year when he set expectations much higher than I think even Broncos country had him at. And that's what that's something we're going to have to see what their reaction is moving forward and what their true words, how they match. Because 2 days ago, Sean Payton released a statement and George Payton and said, as we move forward, we are focused on building the strongest team possible for the 2024 season and beyond. And we're excited to improve this offseason. We'll have the flexibility to get better through the draft and free agency. That's just what's so frustrating and confusing about this to me. If they were to accept a little bit of a rebuild, doesn't have to be a rebuild, reboot, whatever the hell you want to call it, and just take a step back from this 2024 season, okay, I totally get it. But 2 days ago, they said they're focused on making the strongest team this year. You cannot convince me that's the case without Justin Simmons on this team. The Broncos have a lot of questions moving forward. Who else is going to be cut? Could it be Courtland Sutton? Could it be Jerry Jeudy? Could it be Tim Patrick? Garrett Bowles? There's a lot of names that the Broncos could go after and continue to make moves with. But how are they going to replace Justin Simmons? I mentioned there's a lot of safeties on the open market. Do they go out and try to get a cheaper veteran safety? Or is it about re-signing PJ Locke? All of those questions and much more we're going to hit at 11 a.m. Denver time. Thank you so much for tuning in on this emergency podcast. We wanted to talk to you guys right away. We're going to be back with Todd Davis, a former teammate of Justin Simmons. There's going to be big conversations to break all of this down even more at 11 a.m. Make sure to stay tuned to DNVR Sports on YouTube. Thank you all so much for rolling with us on this emergency podcast.
How long's it been since you and I rolled out the truck and took a country drive? Now understand that you need some time. I know some landmarks we used to hit where flying cotton would stick to your lips.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.